Hey, podcast listeners. If you enjoy learning about important issues affecting your world, then be sure to join us this month on WSJ.com as we explore the people and programs helping to solve America's hunger issues. This July, we're partnering with MiniUSA to defy hunger on the Mini Takes the States rally. Check out the program on WSJ.com and donate to the cause at DefyHungerTogether.com.
Well, Facebook was expected to crush earnings. The moment is here, did they? More coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. As expected, Facebook posted quarterly earnings and revenue that crushed analyst estimates on Wednesday. Let's not waste any more time and get straight to the details. Joining us now is Wall Street Journal columnist Steve Russolillo. Welcome back, Steve.
Thanks so much for having me.
So everyone knew it was going to be big. So now the question becomes for Facebook, how big is big? How well did Facebook do this quarter?
Wow. Well, this report was just fascinating. Facebook is absolutely crushing it right now. I don't know if there's any other way to say it other than basically no matter what metric you look at, Facebook is doing incredibly well. So they, if we look just at earnings, 97 cents a share, that easily exceeded analyst expectations. Revenues up almost 60%, 59% to be exact, from a year ago to $6.43 billion. I mean, if we just get into some of the numbers here, 1.71 billion people access Facebook at least once a month. 1.71 billion. Just to put that in perspective, Twitter has about 300 million. So Facebook is nearly six times the amount of users that Twitter has. And, you know, some people say that Snapchat has about 500 million, give or take. But Facebook is just dwarfing all of these by leaps and bounds. And they're making all their money, not all their money, but a very large percentage of their money from mobile. So about more than 80%, actually 84% to be exact, of their revenue comes from mobile. This was a company that just a few years ago didn't generate any revenue at all from mobile.
That was my first thought. I was like, wow, so they came through.
It's just, and we've seen this quarter after quarter where that percentage of revenue that's coming from mobile continues to increase. And it just keeps growing more and more than people can anticipate. So at some point, you know, 84%. It can only get to 100%. That's the highest it can go.
Exactly.
But, you know, they keep pivoting and keep switching over to new things that are working for them. And their next big push now is going to be video.
Well, that was actually my next question, because I know that seems to be a big buzzword for Facebook these days.
Yeah. So, I mean, video is really the next frontier for them. And so their Facebook Live is the big thing right now. You see a lot of media companies. You see a lot of individuals posting on Facebook Live, recording themselves.
Right.
And, you know, this emphasis on video is going to continue. It's amazing, too. A Facebook executive last month at a conference predicted that the entire social network will be, quote, all video in 5 years.
Wow.
So if you just think about Facebook's history and trajectory here, how they went just straight from desktop now to mostly mobile, and then within mobile now, they're basically trying to push to all video at some point. It's amazing to see how quickly this company has been able to twist and turn here and just do it so successfully.
Yeah, I mean, that's fascinating to think, but, you know, very realistic at the same time when you put it in that perspective. One thing that's interesting is Facebook Messenger. It just recently crossed a major milestone, I believe, 1 billion users. Now, any word from the company on this platform? Are there any plans to monetize now? Because that's always been the jig, right?
Always been the jig, and always a big question is, what are they going to do with Facebook Messenger? What are they going to do with WhatsApp? How are they going to integrate the two? Again, still not a lot of clear detail on that, but this is just another huge potential point for the company here to just keep expanding and keep growing. So that'll be something that people watch. And another thing that people are watching very closely is the stock price.
Mm-hmm.
So the stock was at record highs before this earnings report. And now in the after hours trading, it's up another 6%, which is something that is just staggering, because this company just, the stock has just gone, basically just gone one way in its 4 years as a public company, minus some hiccups a few months after the IPO. But other than that, though, it's really been on a one-way ticket higher. So the fact that it is poised to keep going up and set another record is really astounding and really dumbfounding to a lot of people.
Yeah, just soak it all in, folks. It's good to be Facebook right now. Steve Russolillo, thank you as always for joining us.
Thanks so much.
And that'll wrap up another Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts, now available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app.